1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today we call a guy who's currently staying at an Airbnb with a few of his buddies.
Okay.
And apparently, one of them in the first day broke the toilet on the main floor.
Oh, no.
So it's not working. And they emailed the owner, but before he can get back to them, we got an email from one of his buddies asking us to mess with him ASAP.
Oh, this is messed up.
And that's what our own Jose Bolaños does. Hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning. Is this Andy?
Yeah, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, this is Theo. I'm the owner of the Airbnb that you're staying in right now.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Theo?
Hey, I'm good. Are you okay? I got an email from you. Something's going on with the unit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to kind of get back to you so quick, but this is what's going on.
It's okay.
So, I don't know what happened, but it has to do with the first floor toilet. It's like, not only can I not flush it, but there's no water appearing.
You didn't actually use the main entryway toilet. You didn't, do anything inside of it.
I used it, and one of my buddies who's staying with me here, he used it too.
Oh, great. I can't believe this is the third time in a month I've had this issue, man. I cannot believe this.
Wow. Okay. What's the issue with it?
Well, it's actually a display toilet.
For display?
Yeah. It's not a real toilet hooked up to plumbing. It's just show. Like the ones you find in the hardware store.
What? Why?
Well, it's actually a really long story, but just the short end, I guess, would be the real toilet kept breaking, so I kept having to call a handyman and pay people, so we just figured, let's just put in one that never breaks.
I guess I follow some of that, but I mean, this is an Airbnb. You know, we've paid money. I mean, you have to inform guests about a toilet that doesn't work. It's not even a toilet, it's a display.
And I do.
You do?
I do tell people. If you see the fine print at the bottom of the agreement that you signed, you will see all the way down there.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me.
It's really small. You may have to grab your phone to zoom in, or if you have a magnifying glass or something.
Come on, look. Why having a display toilet? That's kind of crazy. But to have it in the agreement, at the very bottom in fine print, where I can't.
I mean, there also is a sign.
Where? What sign?
If you pick up the porcelain toilet tank, the lid part, you flip it over, there's a sign that clearly says display toilet, big letters and everything.
I guess I failed to notice that. I didn't perceive that this was the ideal spot for a sign. Well, I mean, this is nuts.
No, this is not nuts. It's like when you have fake fruit in a bowl. Do I have to tell everyone, don't eat the fake fruit? It's obviously fake.
It's not like fake fruit. Fake fruit is fake fruit. This is a real toilet, just not hooked up.
I don't see the comparison there. It seems pretty straightforward to me.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Look, just tell me you didn't go number two in the display toilet.
Okay, hey, people use a toilet for lots of different things, okay?
No! You did. You went number two.
Look, it's a toilet. It's a toilet. I mean, look.
Dude, come on. What are you going to poop in the plastic fruit bowl too?
No, I wouldn't do that. What is this? We're leaving. I mean,
dude,
this is it.
No, look, you can leave. That's fine. But you are responsible for the mess that you made. I am not taking care of that.
No. I'm reporting this. I need 100% refund from you.
No refund. I take your deposit and you take your mess out of the display toilet and take it with you.
Stupid. No, come on. This is damn ridiculous. Refund now.
Okay.
Tell me how you're going to do it.
Let's calm down. Look, I know you're angry, okay?
Where am I going to find you?
No, let's chill, okay? Since I have you on the phone, I should also remind you not to use the shower in the upstairs bathroom.
What is? Oh, is that a display shower as well?
No, that one's just broken. I keep forgetting to fix it. You reminded me, actually. Thanks for calling.
Oh, come on. This is bullshit. Oh, what? Yeah, you're going to keep laughing at me? Guess what? I could show you other places I could take a display. I could do a display on your display kitchen. I'll do a display.
Leave everything alone. This is a joke, bro. Please do not destroy anything. It's not my house.
What?
Look, this is Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
What?
This is all a prank phone call.
Oh, God. Wow. God.
You okay there? Don't blame me.
Oh, my God.
You know your buddy Mac that's staying with you?
Yeah.
He sent us an email about half an hour ago saying that you think you broke the toilet.
No. Mac, you get the f*** out here. What the f***? Oh, come on, bro.
Hey, Mac better not be upstairs using that shower, or we're going to have a big problem here.
Well, no. Wait. I think this is like the radio station. Who's fixing the toilet?
Oh, I didn't think about that either.
I need that, no.
Sorry, we're just a display show. We can't really help.
No.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.